music. A lot of instruments. Yeah, so music was a big part of spiritual growth. And it is for me personally, because I love just turning on the worship music or Christian band and just let it flow. Gets me pumped up. And for what's going on in the world today, we need all that we can get spiritually. You cannot make it out here in this world if you don't have the washing of the water. And most of you heard what's going on in New York. That just hurt. But even so-called religious leaders, pastors, agree with it. So that's even hurtful more. You wonder, what are people thinking? A lot of it has to do with they don't have another word in their heart. And I've been talking about last few months on the tabernacle and the things in the tabernacle that pertain to us today. So I'm going to be reading some stuff about it, but we're going to look at the laver. The laver was a bowl of water that the priests used to get cleansed, because there was a lot of sacrifices going on in the Old Testament. A lot of animals that were sacrificed, so you can imagine what. There was a lot of blood. There was a lot of cleaning up, but the water washed them. And some of you might not know, but everything that goes down our toilets in Freeport gets recycled. And I've seen it to the very end. It gets recycled. And then it comes out, they call it biosludge. And if you do a study on that, look it up. Biosludge then goes back into our fields and farm land. And all the chemicals and paint and you name it, everything that goes down the drain gets recycled, goes through purification process. And can you think they can get everything out? I've seen it with my eyes how the process works. And at the very end, you could drink that water. But there is a big pile of fertilizer that they sell to the farmers, and that goes back out on the fields, and they use it for fertilizer. So water is so precious. So let's go back. I want to read you Exodus 30. About the laver. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "You shall also make a laver of bronze, with its base also of bronze for washing. You shall put it between the tabernacle of meeting and the altar." The last time I talked about what the altar was, the blood, and what it represented. "And you shall put water in it, for Aaron and his son shall wash their hands and their feet in water from it when they go into the tabernacle and when they come near the altar to minister, to burn an offering made by fire to the Lord. They shall wash with water lest they die." They would die if they didn't get cleansed. And I thought about that today in the spiritual. If I do not stay washed, I will die spiritually. If you do not wash your heart and your mind and your soul daily, being washed in the Word, you will die. Spiritually, we're going to die naturally. My brother-in-law passed away last week, and he was full of faith. If you would have been at our, we had a little private funeral. It was praise, praise, praise. All the kids were praising, singing, rejoicing. It was sad, but yet his influence on his kids, they praise. They know how to praise. They know how to have faith like their dad did. He was a perfect example of faith, not giving up. He knew his time was coming, but he went out with praise. His whole kids were all around him, and they were just praising and rejoicing because they knew that's what Dad would want. So it was wonderful. So just keep that in mind. The priest and the leaders of Israel had to stay washed because they knew what would happen. The same with you and I today. All right, and let me read a little bit about the laver. As the altar points to the death of Jesus, so the laver points to the life of Jesus. Water has life. That represents life. If you don't drink water, what's going to happen? You can live how long? What? Yeah. 3 or 4 days without water, your body's going to die. Blood speaks of a life taken, and water speaks of life giving. Given. Okay, that water of life and the spirit that flows. The water in the laver speaks of Jesus, the living word of God and spirit that enters us and gives us eternal life. Hallelujah. Jesus said that we are clean because of his word and that the knowledge of God that comes from his word is eternal life. So in order for me to keep growing in the Lord, man, I've got to discipline myself to get into the Word. Whether my flesh likes it or not, I still have to do it. I try to have a devotional every day. Ann and I read the same one so we can discuss it, talk about it. But when I do that, I just feel better during the day. If I start out with that, if I'm having a struggle on my job or with somebody, it goes back to that because I can remember what I've read this morning. If I don't get to it, I'll do it later, you know? Okay. Where was I here? Jesus said that we are clean because of his word. Of knowledge of God that comes from his word is eternal life and is described with the exact same terminology in the Hebrew as the sexual union of a man and a wife. As the priest would wash his hands and his feet while coming into the presence of God and back into the world, so we are continually being cleansed from the corruption of this world by the Word of God. So the things I deal with every day, the stresses of life, the bills I have to pay, the struggles that I feel for other people, I maintain and I can go through it because of the Word. That washing of the word. All right? So important. And then the priests had offered a sacrifice at the brazen altar. They were justified. Why did they need more cleansing over and over and over again? Some of us, I know people that have gotten to a place where they gave up because their weakness or their battle or their habit they felt like God would never forgive them. So they gave up. They backslid. They committed suicide because they gave up on God, thinking that, oh, if you don't perform to a certain perfection, that I'm not going to love you anymore. That's not the way God is. I love my kids unconditionally. God loves me unconditionally. Even if I blow it every day, I ask forgiveness every day and I'm clean. It doesn't matter. He knows where we're at. In John 13:10, Jesus had eaten the Last Supper with his disciples and washed their feet. Remember that? And they'd say, well, you're not going to wash my feet. You're the Son of God. But he had a point in teaching them. When Peter did not want Jesus to wash his feet, Jesus told him, he who is bathed needs only to wash his feet to be completely clean. Jesus was teaching them the need for daily cleansing. Now remember, in those days, they probably mostly had sandals. So dust, dirt, your feet were always going to be dirty. So that'd be the number one thing to keep clean, wouldn't it? But every day I have to clean my mind. I have to clean my thoughts. I have to keep my mind from letting the enemy put negative thoughts in my head. And there's nothing wrong with getting cleansed daily. Here's something too. Have you noticed how quickly the garbage gathers and the cleaning you did yesterday must be done again today? We see that at our house. Dust. Where'd that dust come from? You just dusted it the day before. I didn't bring it in. So it's got to be clean, dusted. The same with our lives. This is true in our physical world and in our spiritual life. We walk daily in a sinful, dirty world and need daily cleaning. That's what it boils down to. Things that are going on in this world, people that aren't getting the Word of God, that are evil, don't care. They're the ones that cause all the dirt, and we feel it. You can go to a store, you can see it everywhere. People that mistreat other people. Don't let that rub off on you. Be the one that does the opposite. Show kindness. Show patience, which is very hard to do. So we can be the example of Jesus, but we have to be washed. If we're not, if I go a day without being washed and keeping myself clean before the Lord, I better watch out for the next day. Something might come my way that I can't handle it. All right? And then we're just going to look at a couple scriptures here on cleansing. John 15:3. Here we go. You are clean, cleansed and pruned already because of the word which I have given you, the teaching I have discussed with you. So we have been cleaned. We have been washed. The first step is, Lord, I need you. I need to be clean. All right? How about Titus 3:5? He saved us not because of any works of righteousness that we had done, but because of his own pity and mercy by the cleansing bath of the new birth generation, regeneration, and renewing of the Holy Spirit. So it's by His mercy and grace that I am cleansed. All right? All right, next one. Hebrews 10:22. Let us all come forward and draw near with a true, honest, sincere heart in unqualified assurance and absolute conviction engendered by faith or produced by faith by the leaning of the entire human personality of God in absolute trust and confidence in His power, wisdom, and goodness, having our hearts sprinkled and purified from a guilty, evil conscience, and our bodies cleansed with pure water. The only pure water is going to come from the Holy Spirit. And what we take in, isn't it? What we take in, it's going to come out. So what comes in pure, going to come out pure. But sometimes we mix a little of this and that that shouldn't be in there, and then it comes out too. All right, next one. John 7:38. He who believes in me, who cleaves to and trusts in and relies on me, as the scripture has said, from his innermost being shall flow continuously springs and rivers of living water. So, for it to be continuously flowing, I have to be continuously being cleansed day by day. So important. And then the last one is Ezekiel 36:25-27. There's the Old Testament. For I will take you from among the nations and gather you out of all countries and bring in you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness. From all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, because your flesh will cause you to have a stony heart towards people. Okay, let's see. Out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall heed my ordinances and do them. And throughout the years, it just over and over again, we reap what we sow. We reap what we sow. So what I take in my life, it's going to come out. It's going to show, just like my brother-in-law Steve. What he reaped, he sowed through his kids. Now his kids are the resemblance of him. And what's sad today, we don't have kids that are being taught right and raised. So what are they going to resemble? They're going to resemble the system. They're going to resemble who they hang out with. And it's just going to show. So we have a lot of work to do, a lot of challenges to work out in our own life personally, but then to make an effect on those around us. not by judging, not by condemning, but by loving and having a clean heart and letting people know that they can be clean. And we wouldn't have all the problems in this world that we do today if people would be open to that cleansing. So I just wanted to bring that out about, you know, the Old Testament, everything resembles into the New Testament and us today. So as I learn things through this, I try to apply it to where I need it and then just share it to encourage, because we all need it. We can never say we've made it or lift somebody up on a pedestal, because we used to have pastors would say they were perfect. They ran the race. They've made their no sin. And then we saw people backslide and fall because they were trying to reach that same thing, idling somebody. And they fell. They quit. They gave up. Because we get our eyes off of Jesus, seeking Him, and we put it on some man. And you'll never make it that way. So let's pray, and then we'll go. Lord, I just thank You for today. Thank You for keeping our eyes open. Be willing to change. Be willing to be clean. Be willing to take in Your word to keep us washed personally. Because if I'm washed personally, Lord, then I can have an effect on those around me. And not look at everybody else and say, oh, they need this, they need that. No, but to examine my own heart and grow in Your ways. So we give You all the glory today. Thank You that we can worship You, praise You, and honor You in every way. So keep us warm in our hearts. And we give You all the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen.